Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Deborah James?
Speaking.
Hi, Deborah. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Can you please tell me, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, and may I ask your age?
67.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably
yes.
Vote?
I'll probably vote.
Probably, okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, satisfied, I guess.
Satisfied?
Yes.
Okay, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want the Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing gun violence, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, reducing crime, fighting inflation, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, improving the economy, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights.
To remember what you said. What's the second one you said?
Yeah, reducing gun violence?
Yes, that I would like.
Okay, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration? Lowering the cost?
I'm sorry, go ahead. Lowering the cost of what?
Healthcare.
Well, yes, healthcare. Lower the cost.
Okay, thinking about the economy, how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Just keeping up with the cost of living.
Keeping up, okay. Now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which one you think is the biggest reason. Inadequate programs to help lower-income people. A lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or a job training. Too many people.
That one. Well, that's number one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Keep cutting you off.
No, that's fine. So when you hear the option, you can tell me that one. You know, you can select
okay.
Two. Okay, so too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets. Not enough police officers on the streets. Too many guns floating our streets, a broken bed.
Yeah.
Too many guns. Okay. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all, really.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
You oppose. Okay, do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings over some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, okay? The feminist movement?
No. 10.
10, okay, thank you. Black Lives Matter?
Unfavorable.
Okay, so from 0 to 100, which one would you give? 100 is very favorable towards them.
100.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
Wrong what?
Ron DeSantis.
A bye.
Okay, Joe Biden?
A five.
Five? Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris?
Seven.
Okay, the NAACP?
One.
Beyonce?
Cool.
Beyonce, the singer.
Yeah, what about, I'm
yeah,
I don't have an opinion on, I don't know.
Oh, you don't have an opinion. Okay, that's okay. And Hakeem Jeffries.
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you for that. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you'll have major impact in your life, 5 means moderate impact, or 0 means no impact at all. Climate change from 0 to 10?
5.
Affirmative actions ending?
That would have a big impact.
So is it from 0 to 10?
Yes. 10.
10, okay. The country's economy going into a recession soon?
10.
And crime and violence in this country.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to read a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
I don't.
Do you agree
at
or
birth? Oh, I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I agree.
Thank you.
Strongly
or somewhat?
Okay. Strongly.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
I agree.
Strongly or strong, thank you. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
I agree. Strongly.
And the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Yes, I agree strongly.
Alrighty, thank you. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? When dealing with a mental health episode, mothers giving birth to a child, fathers...
Mothers giving birth to a child, strongly.
Okay, you can select multiple. Okay, so fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
Okay, death of a family member?
Strongly, yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes, strongly.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes, you can, moderate.
Okay, you can just tell me yes or no, please.
Okay.
Okay, so sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
And mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. Have any of the following things happened to you or any member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Violent crime, such as an assault?
No.
Awesome. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1 year of college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is that urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban, I guess.
Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Is that twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Network, such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Yes.
Is that
often.
Very often?
Yes, very often.
Fox News? Somewhat often.
Somewhat often.
CNN?
Rarely.
Not that often?
Not that often.
Or seldom to never?
Not that often.
Thank you. MSNBC?
Not that often.
And your local TV news?
Often.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Is that strong or not so strong?
Strong.
Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and pay yourself, no health insurance.
Medicaid,
okay. You said Medicaid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You? Your spouse? You?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in your household? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30 to 50,000, 50 to
30 to 50.
30 to 50, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No, okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, ma'am. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.